Good morning. How are you? I'm glad. I don't feel blessed today, but still, I'm still blessed. Right before I sat there and came over here, I walked into the hallway and there's my big dog Mac munching on a piece of wood. And I'm thinking, what? So I'm going through the house because he had it destroyed. And what's he do is in the hallway, there's a nice armchair. He pulled the arm off the chair and was eating the head. Had me crazy. Chased him around. Threw him outside. Now I say mass. So, and also, I was reflecting on, this got to be the worst week of, I hate the week of Christmas. Why? Because I'm a last-minute person. So I'm going crazy, calling my niece, text messenger yesterday, what do you want for Christmas? Tell me what you want for Christmas. She doesn't respond. My mother, I used to have Cheryl call my mother and say, what do you want from Christmas? I don't want anything. Oh. And then, of course, you show up with nothing. It's a great time, right? So you're going to show up with something. So that's the point. So the stress level gets to be ridiculous. I'm still, forget it. But this isn't what Christmas is about, is it? But it can become that way because we get so caught up into the things that we forget that this is about Jesus. And it begins today with the gift that Jesus gives us. Not what we give him. That's why we give presents at Christmas, because Jesus started it. He gave us the greatest present. And it tells us in the gospel today that that which Jesus gives us is, we'll hear about tomorrow when we do the things for the penance service. This is the exact gospel I'll read tomorrow night. And you will name him Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. The whole reason Jesus was born was to save us from our sins. And boy, do I need that. I need a Savior from my sins. You need a Savior for your sins. You know, that's why we'll have a penance service tomorrow night. That's why I'll hear confessions as I normally would on Christmas Eve for regular Saturday too. So it'll be from 3 to 4 on Christmas Eve. So we'll do that because the purpose of that is for Jesus to forgive us our sins. Especially, that's why at every Mass, every venial sin is taken care of. That's why I go crazy with people sometimes. Your venial sins are taken care of at this Mass. Is that the teaching of the church? People think I make things up. Christ comes at every Mass to forgive us our sins. So he gives us the greatest gift there is, salvation, forgiveness. And then we need to learn then to do that for him and for others. So as we're preparing about what we're going to get people for gifts, you better be thinking about what are you going to give to Jesus this Christmas? Because it's his birthday, huh? What are you going to give to Jesus this week? And so I think that Paul gives us a little bit of a hint about what he wants. Makes it pretty explicit. In the very first verse of the second reading, which said what? Paul, a slave of Jesus Christ, or a slave of Christ Jesus. What does that mean? What Christ wants from us is that we become his slaves. But don't get all excited about, oh, he's talking about slavery. I'm talking about a slavery of love, a chosen slavery, a servitude of love. Not a servitude where I got to serve and I got to just take care of this God who, you know, I have to just serve him and do everything he wants. No. If that's your attitude, don't do it. That's not what he wants. He wants a servitude of love. That when you fall in love with somebody, you serve them because you want to. You have one desire, to make them happy. Right? Am I wrong here? That's what we do. We want to make someone happy when we're in love with them. So we serve them. We take care of their needs. We put their needs in front of ours. And so this Christmas, this is the kind of present that Christ wants. But he starts with it. He serves us. He saves us from our sins. He feeds us at the altar. He continues to give every moment of our life. There isn't a moment where Jesus doesn't give to us. And so especially at Christmas, we got to think, do I give to him the way he gives to me? Why become this person who exists to serve Jesus. And again, what that means is that first of all, we exist to please him. So it means that every day I seek him in my prayer and I just say, Jesus, what do you want of me? I exist today, Jesus, to do whatever you want me to do. So that means, of course, that in our day-in, day-out life, we must, early in the morning, ask Jesus what he wants before we tell him what I want, right? If I love him, just like I love anybody else on this earth, I don't go and I start my conversation with them and, listen, this is what I want you to do for me today. And then after I've done that, then I'll say, okay, now what do you want me to do for you? Do we? I don't think we'd have anything. We would have any kind of marriage here if that's the way things happen. So we begin in love by saying, Jesus, I exist today to do what you want me to do. Tell me. And then you let Jesus tell you. And then you can tell him what you want, because he already knows what you want. And he wants us to ask, but especially as we prepare for this Christmas, maybe you could sit there and ask him this week, Jesus, what do you want for Christmas for me? Tell me. And again, that's what I tell my family all the time. What do you want for Christmas for me? Put it on your thing. I have the Amazon wish list. Put it on there, and I will give you exactly what you want for Christmas. It makes it a much less stress-filled holiday if they do it. So for Jesus, ask him, Jesus, what do you want from me this Christmas? And do whatever he asks. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.